thinking aloud. Last note for the fighters. I'm facing yet another war, and I know you are too. So please know this battle is worth fighting for you. I'd rather be loved by the outcasted than to be hated by the royalty, but I will always be a princess suited in metal armor. I promise to hold your hand and cleanse you of your wounds. I promise to always listen, validate, and accept you no matter what weight, age, color, size, sexuality, or diagnosis. I promise to always fight for your safe haven to become the world you live in. Even when you don't think you are worth it, I always will. Equality for all, or equality for none. An anonymous poem I found online, Last Note for the Fighters. And I guess it's the fight, it's the battle of the sexes, the battle of the races, ethnicity, sexuality that we're always going to be fighting for or against or any of the above.
Well, we shouldn't have to fight. Mm. That's the problem. We shouldn't be fighting. We should be working together. I know you're not a Star Trek fan, but I remember when I was a kid watching that sci-fi TV show. And one of the most beautiful things about it was that the people of Earth got together and shared technology and shared everything and traveled through space and wanted to create peace and harmony throughout the universe. And on that show, everybody was equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody was the same. It didn't matter who you were or where you were from or what you were about. Everybody was friends.
Yeah, and everybody is different.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It didn't matter that you were different. You were celebrated for your differences and celebrated for your things that you had in common.
That's right. Until that day comes, I guess we'll still be fighting, working for progress. But we're going to talk about how progress is still not success.
Okay, that's all coming up. Stay tuned. More to come in just a few.